lasted forever and ended so soon. You were all by yourself, staring up at a dark gray sky. I was changed.
Star and talented super movie star, Mandy Moore. Hi, Mandy. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Great. These kids are so excited. Mandy, you are incredible and amazing for taking the time out in your busy schedule to share your love and time with these Star for the Night children. Our first star child DJ is the beautiful Kendall Gregory. Go ahead, Kendall.
Do you ever get nervous when you sing in front of a large crowd?
Do I ever get nervous? You know what? I have to be honest. I get nervous before each and every performance. It's always scary because it's a new group of people, and obviously it's a group of people you don't know. I have to say I'm probably a little bit more nervous in front of a smaller crowd than a bigger crowd.
Which do you enjoy more, singing or acting?
I think if I had to choose, Kendall, I'd probably go with singing because, being on stage tonight and performing in front of a crowd, that energy and that rush of adrenaline and that sense of excitement is really different from doing anything acting-wise.
Did you have to take years of singing and dance lessons?
I took some singing lessons when I was younger, but I never took dance lessons. I'm a terrible dancer, actually. So thank goodness no one has to see me dance now. I don't really have a sense of rhythm. Are you a good dancer? I feel like you are.
A little bit.
Yeah, I bet you're a better dancer than you let on.
You started singing when you were 9 years old. What advice do you have for other nine-year-olds
who want to sing or act?
My advice to them would be getting out there and performing at any opportunity you can, whether it's in school or singing at church or wherever it is. I think it's just good experience and it sort of boosts your confidence, even if it's something you decide in the long run that you don't want to do, like as a career when you get to be an adult. It's just a lot of fun and it's a great way to make friends too.
Would you recommend kids that get an early start on business?
The business. You know what? I think it's up to the individual, and it's up to, like, how passionate you are about doing this. I can't speak from personal experience. Well, I mean, I guess I could because I started when I was 14 professionally. But I think everybody's different, and I was very lucky to have a wonderful family, a very supportive family, and my parents sort of were able to travel with me and make sure that I was okay. So I think as long as you have a good support system, it's pretty okay to start at a young age in the business.
If you had children, would you let them get into the business?
If I have kids, one day maybe, if they want to get involved in the music industry or the acting industry, I would say sure. As long as it's something that's really coming from them and it's their passion in life, I'll be supportive of whatever I think they choose.
Princess Diaries is one of my favorite movies. Were you ever a cheerleader in school?
I was a cheerleader when I was, how old are you, Kendall?
Eight.
Eight, yeah. I started cheerleading for Little League football when I was about your age, and I absolutely loved it. And then I decided I had to choose between music and cheerleading because they were both, like, such a big part of a schedule. So I went with the singing because I thought that I was going to hurt my throat with all the screaming. But I love cheerleading. I don't know if I was a very good cheerleader, though.
Do you feel a lot of pressure to be positive role model for
younger
girls?
I don't really feel a sense of pressure because I think from the get-go I've always just been myself. And if people consider me to be a role model, then I'm completely flattered. But I'm just going to continue living my life and feel lucky that it sort of corresponds with what people expect of me.
Do you ever wish that you were not famous?
I have to be honest, I don't feel famous, quote-unquote, most of the time. I think people allow me to live a very normal life, and I do live a very normal life with my friends and my family, and when I'm home and I'm not working, I think I lead the life of anybody else.
What is your favorite
hobby?
Shopping. I consider shopping to be a hobby, definitely. I'm a typical girl when it comes to that, so I love shopping any opportunity I can get.
Is that your favorite hobby, too?
You like shopping, too? That's my girl.
What is your favorite place
to go
on tour or
vacation?
Well, I've never been on tour to this place, but my favorite place to go on vacation is Paris. I love Paris. It's my favorite city. And one day I'd love to live there, actually, and become fluent in French again and just have a fun sort of Parisian life, I guess.
Do you have any pets?
I don't have any pets because I travel so much that it wouldn't be fair to have any animals at home. But one day, maybe when I'm home for a little bit more time, I'd love to get a dog.
Oh. Yeah. Do you have a dog?
Yes.
What's your dog's name?
Zach.
Zach? What kind of dog is Zach?
A terrier.
A terrier? Aww, that's nice.
You thought maybe if you had pets, you'd put pictures of your pets
in my locket.
In your locket.
Well, one day when I get my own pet, that's exactly what I'm going to put in my locket. Picture of my dog.
What are your future
goals?
I just want to continue making music and doing movies and getting to travel and tour with the music and, I don't know, get to hang out with my friends, and I feel very lucky just to continue leading a very lucky life, I guess.
Thank you, Kendall. That was awesome.
That was awesome. You're a great DJ. I think you have a career worked out for you already.
And our next star for the night, child, is the beautiful and fabulous Kayla Hubbard. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Are you ready to interview your favorite movie star, Mandy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
What do you and your family do for fun?
What do me and my family do for fun? I don't know if my family's always included in that. I would say, like, my friends and I, when I have downtime, probably shopping is factored in, and going to see movies, going to concerts, like seeing live music is something I really enjoy doing in my downtime. So it kind of depends. It kind of depends. Yeah.
What were you like in high school?
Well, I left high school halfway through my freshman year, so I'd say throughout school I've always been pretty shy. I don't know, kind of a bit of a wallflower, I guess. I didn't have too many friends because I left high school right in the beginning. But I've kept a handful of people that I met right in the beginning of the year. So that was a nice part of school, at least.
What do you do in Vegas for fun?
Well, I haven't spent much time in Vegas. I mean, I've always just kind of, like, been here for work. I've seen a couple of, like, shows and stuff and eaten out and gone shopping and whatnot. That's fun.
Who was your favorite movie star that you've worked with in your movies?
I would say my favorite person I've worked with is probably Diane Keaton, because she's someone I completely idolize. I just absolutely adore her.
Well, can you tell us anything about working with Robin Williams? He's in San Francisco, our corporate industry. He's going to be doing the radio show next month. And tell us about Robin Williams and your experience with working with Robin.
Oh, good gracious, Robin is just fantastic. Such a gracious, lovely gem of a guy. And obviously terribly funny to the point where it was hard to work with him just because he would kind of deviate from the script and I'm horribly unprofessional and I couldn't keep it together. I couldn't keep from laughing at him. But he's really, really a wonderful guy. I felt lucky to work with him. My favorite songs? I'm proud of Wild Hope, this record that's out now, because I co-wrote everything on the album, so it's very personal. So it's kind of hard to choose from that what a favorite song would be. But I think like a favorite movie that I've been in, maybe a toss-up between Saved and this movie that just came out called Dedication. I like doing sort of more independent movies because you have a bit more creative control and it feels more like a team effort, I guess, making it all come together.
You also with this new album, you for the first time really got a chance to be able to have more control and write your own stuff. Did you write music, lyrics, or all both of them?
Both music and lyrics, sure. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have that sense of control, you know, when you're really passionate about something and really standing behind something and knowing that, you know, the final product and presenting to people really truly comes from me for the first time. It's a great feeling.
Spotlight your event. For online ticketing and payments, call Activa.
Need help putting your event in the spotlight? For events from A to Z, Activa helps shine the light on your events with our quick and easy online registration and payment solution. In just 20 minutes, you can begin selling tickets and taking donations from your registration page. Just one try and you'll see. Our service holds the key to make your event, conference, or a fundraiser a success. For your next event, look to Activa, the trusted leader for ticketing and online payments. Activa, A-C-T, E for Events, VA.com.